We are learning Maseches Ba'Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed Chesam Abayz, and we are beginning around 7 lines from the bottom, in the middle of the line. 7 lines at the bottom, Kuf Lamed Chesam Aleph, middle of the line. The first words of the line are Mishnah Lefnai Fanov, right after that, Tana Rabbanim. We learned in the Braisa, Tana Rabbanim, in the Braisa, Shechim Rashi, Omar Tnu Masayim Zuz Leploini, Bini Bechar, Karoyulai. He says some extra words. He says, give 200 Zuz to my son, the Bechar, for what he deserves. But he added on the word karayoloi. So because of that, we'll see in the Gemara later on, from the extra word karayoloi, we say, noitlon, he takes that 200 zuz, and also, he also takes his portion of Bechar, his double portion. So besides the double portion, he also gets 200 zuz on the side.
200 zuz equal to the...
It could be yes, could be not, could be much more, much less, we'll see in a second. But here it's not negay, he said karayoloi, he said, he added on the extra word, therefore he gets his Bechayra, and he gets also the 200 zuz. Now, im amar Bechayra, so if he says, take that 200 zuz for your Bechayra, so actually there, he doesn't get two things, but he has a choice. Yodeh al yoyna, roitza noitlon, if he wants, he could take 200 zuz, if that's more than his portion of his Yerusha. And if the Yerusha is more, right to Noitel Becherasa, it takes his Becher. But the point is, he can't take both of Fizah. Now, he can't be the maybe he wants to give him only less. He said, Becherasa, I only give him 200 zuz. That the response speaks out, you can't do that. The Pasuk says, Layuchel Avaker, you cannot take away his Becher. So here, therefore, Yadal Yoinu, because you can't take that away. You owe that to him. So therefore, if it's more, he can take the more. But if it's less, he'll take the Becher, which is it is more than 200 zuz, that'll do. There's another similar case. We have three cases. A case of a Bechar, a case of a Ksuba, and a case of a Chayiv. So the next case is V'shchim Mira, Sh'om HaTrum HaSayim V'z L'Ploinis Ishti Karayoloi. He says, give 200 Zuz to my wife Karayoloi. Noit Lasan, but Noit Teles as Ksubasa. Since they add on the word Karayoloi, you get both. You get your Ksuba, and she gets the extra 200 Zuz. Im Omar B'Ksubasa, if he said, take 200 zuz b'ksubasa on top of Amar Beis now, yod al yoyna, roitz lo yitz losa, roitz lo yitz ksuba, you take whatever is more. I can ask me, every ksuba is 200 zuz, so let's say it was the one almana, or whatever the case was, that or she had a bigger ksuba. So it's possible that the choice, again, she had the choice in such a case. If you say, Messiah zuz, it says the loshon Messiah zuz, leploinis, karoyuloi, extra karoyuloi says, you get both. But if you say big subasa, so then yod al yoyna, like by the way, say b'cherasa. Case number 3: v'shchim irash amat tnu masayim zuz leploini balchayvoi karayuloi noitlon. You take the money that you owed v'noitlas, take the money that he offered to give you 200 zuz, and you also take your loan v'noitlas chayvoi. He collects his chayv also. Im amat bechayvoi noitlon bechayvoi. If he says bechayvoi noitlon bechayvoi. Now, if you realize, there's a little difference in the third case. When it says Mo Mechayv, it doesn't say Yod El Yoyna. It says Noitlon Mechayv. So Zok the Rashba, like this. Kaloimar, I'm reading the Lashon HaRashba. The Lashon HaRashba is like this. Kaloimar. Ve'in Oimrim Kan Yod El Yoyna. We don't say here, we don't say over here, the Gemara says Yod El Yoyna. The Mechayv can take whatever's more. The 200 Zuz or his Chayv. Ve'taima, Mishun Dehava Leika Ribbis, Mu'ucheres. Because there'll be Ribbis. If he says, I'm giving you 200 zuz of chayvai, and the 200 zuz is more than his chayv, that's ribbis. Umiu, v'shama karayuloi, and there, it turns out he's taking his chayv, his chayv is $100, and he's taking 200 zuz. Why isn't that ribbis? He says, no. Miu, v'shama karayuloi, av v'shama laploini b'chayvi, ain't oimrim d'machmas chayvi karayim. He won't say it's called a chayv. He means to say, this is for the nachas ruach, and not for that. Still, this loss, huh?
It's also ribbis.
I know. This is the loss of the Rashba. I think this Rashba is like a landmark Rashba when it comes to ribbis. I have to look around the ribbis farm. They bring it down this Gemara, and we just tuck the right and someone Kufla Mechesim Al Basra. It could be, I'm sure there are Tavid Chama picked this one up, but yeah, it's a Peldig Rashba. It's saying that's not called ribbis. It's not even called ribbis Mecheris. Even though it sounds like it's Bashas Peroy and Achoyb, you're giving this money, which is Mamash Apella. But there is Mavuya Ribbis that if it's Mamash Anan Sadi, that you're doing it for something else, then it's not a problem of Ribbis. For example, let's say I owe you money, Rabbi Yosef. I owe you $100,000, Mamash, I'm so happy you gave me a big loan, $100,000. So then you make a bar mitzvah, and I want to bring a mitzvah present to you, right? Can I give a mitzvah present? No, you're always hundreds of dollars. I put your mind on Shas. Always behind the Shas. I put you. No, if I say no, I'm best friends with you. I brought you anyways. That's the shaila. So if it's a mamish umdino that I would buy you a Shas like that, so then it's not. But that's all partial. It has to be analyzed every single case. Every case has to be analyzed. It's very possible it's rivers. I know someone that gives a certain moysid big loans, and I said every Purim he gets a big platter of Mike's chicken. He gets a platter of Mike's chicken. Now I don't think this moysid gives everyone a Mike's chicken platter. I don't think so. I think most of them get a bottle of grape juice. This guy gets that. That's a big shiloh rivers, because why is he giving him this thing? Because he has loans. It's a big shiloh. I think it's a big shiloh. So you have to know. But this Rashba is a good. It's a good maramakum. It's already the tour brings down a sma. A lot of maramakumis on this. But Akapana, what the Gemara is saying is that by chayv you don't say yoda al yoyna, but karoyola would not be a problem of rivers. Now these are the three cases in the Gemara. We're ready to go vayt. Do you have any questions? So zok the Gemara vayt there now like this. Meshum the amar karoyuloi noitlav noitlas chayvay, and the Rishbam is mavuyer and amar alaf. He learned that kasha was on all three cases. Because I said karoyuloi, I get two things. Noitlav noitlas chayvay. He's got to ask some bachay, but it could be kasha and everything. But dilma karoyuloi bachayvay kama. Maybe what it means is karoyuloi like a chayv. Why are we saying it means two things? Look at the lashon. It says shchimer hashem atruma signs is laplaini bni bechar karoyuloi. Maybe it means karoyuloi like it's deserving. Or it says atruma signs is laplaini ishti karoyuloi. It means like it's deserving. Hey, you know, mean something extra. That's the Gemara's kasha. Hey, you know, mean something extra. But dilma karoyuloi bachayvay kama. Amrav Nachman, Amalihuna, Hamani, Rabbi Kivi. It's going to the man, the Amrav Akiva, the Daik Lishni Yisera. He's always Medaik from an extra Lashon. How do we know that? We had this before in the Masechta, in Perek Moichai Sabai, at Tanan. We learned in the Mishnah. It says, when I sell someone a house, I only sell them the house, the structure of the house. I don't sell them the bar and the dus. The bar and dus are different water cisterns that are not considered a house. They're separate entities, even though they're in the house. So Allah is that you didn't sell the bar and the dos. Even though you wrote to him, I'm selling you the house with the depth and the height and everything in it, it makes a difference. That just tells you I can make an extension up and down. That's all it means. But it doesn't mean I sold the bar and the dos. So now it comes out, the seller owns the bar and dos. Now, has to get his bar and dos. So Zok Rabbi Kiva, Tzarek Likulach Derech, the Rabbi Kiva. Kiva says you have to buy a Derech. Why? Because I sold your house and everything possible to be yours, and I didn't leave myself a Derech. And therefore, if I want to go in to visit my water, I gotta buy a derech. Rabbi Kiva, no, in tzarik lo derech. He was buying raw meicher, and therefore I retain for myself the bar with a pathway to it. Umoyde Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva be moyde that I retain myself a path. The seller retains on a path when v'zman she'amaloi chutz me'elu. If you say chutz me'elu, why did you speak it out? I know bar is not included. Chutz me'elu says no. I'm taking my bar really with all my derech also. If we speak out, chutz me'elu, extra word, ein tzarik l'derech. Amo, kim lo tzarich, v'ka'amar, since you didn't have to say this and you said it, l'tvuyi mil sekaz, I'm adding on things. Hachanami, you say karoyel, you didn't have to say that, just say b'char, I know. Hachanami, kim lo tzarich, v'ka'amar, since you didn't have to say karoyel, l'tvuyi mil sekaz, I'm coming to add on something. What am I coming to add on? That you're getting extra stuff, you're getting the b'char and the 200 zoz, you're getting ksuba and 200 zoz, you're getting chayv and 200 zoz, from the word karoyel, it teaches us. Because extra words. Now, the response speaks out, it's not only Rav Akiva holds that we dash and listen to Yisera. Not only Rav Akiva. It's Rabban also. Just Rav Akiva, we have a furish. It means Rabban agreed be a soider to this idea that we dash and listen to Yisera. It just, he's the one that says about furish, that's why we blame it on Rabbi Akiva. Zog to Gemara Vayt. Adkan, this Gemara, new Gemara. Tell Rabban, Shchimi Rash Omar, Mono Yeshli Eitzel Ploini. A Shchimi Rash, when he's dying, he's telling the oilam around him all the things, all the assets he has. And he says, by the way, that guy over there, Yankel, a syndicator, owes me $500,000. That's what he owes me. So, okay, you know, it's all, we only have his word. So now the Ezim are jotting down everything. Could they write a star and say, the Shchimira said that Yankel owes him $500,000? That's a Shailan's price. Shchim Rash Omar Mona Yeshli Yetzel Ploini Ya'idim Koisvim, the Edim write a star Afa Pisha Eim Akirim. Even though they don't know exactly if this guy knows what he's talking about, if it's true, so you still can write it. Lafika Kishu Goy, Vachar Glav Araya. Therefore, when you bring out that star after he dies, you got to bring a Raya because clearly we wrote it, we had them investigating it. It was saying the Edim are allowed to write it even though they're investigating it. because they're not going to collect with it anyway. They're going to have to be a raya anyway. So what are we worried about? They could write it. They could write the star. Why? Because Maisa says, "Abishay mekir l'fika chushu goyve charkol avi raya." Maisa brings it out. You're going to have to bring a raya. So the only wrong raya, the remeh. So what Mordechai is trying to ask is, okay, so what's the point of writing it then? Why in the world are you writing it? So that's a very good question. So there's different pshatim in the Rishonim and the Achronim. Shinui Kavetz says the reason is because then you can mechayev a shvuas heses. That means if they come after death, they bring out the star. It says Yanko owes farmers dal. Yanko says, "I don't know what you're talking about. I never met you." So the luck is he has to make a shvuas heses upon him because it's called tainas bari. It's a tain already. You're right. He can't prove it. If he makes shvuas heses, he's potter. It's not a star, but it's enough to be called a tainas bari that he has to make a shvuas heses.
Yanko didn't die in this case.
Yanko's alive. Yanko's syndicated. The Shechemar didn't die, yeah. He lost time and time's body. He would also make a shuas heses. He wouldn't be able to get the money.
He walked over to me and make
a 100%. They go time's body. You owe me for the ass. 100%. I can make a shuas heses.
So what are we talking about?
There's
a riot.
Let me see you go over to someone and say you own part of that. So it takes a big chutzpah to go over to say Varnish Dal. That's why. Unless it's really true. There's some truth to it. So if you make a shuas heses, that's one shot. That's the shot of the Shechemar Govetzes. The Sma says another reason. It's a more babatish reason, a practical reason. He says, if I have a star, Yankel's in the gate, if I have a hard time, let's say he really owes the money. But let's say the guy, Shchimer, dies, and the kids come over to him, they'll say, "I don't know you, I don't know your father." But if you have the star already, he can't say that. Right? They know he already is scared to be mayor. And if he really owes the money, he'll come clean faster if you have a star. Even though the star has no power, he's not so big Talmud Chacham either. He'll get more scared when he has a star. That's the point of writing the star. So according to Ramey, you write the star. Why? Because there's no problem. But even though you don't know, you can write it because no one's collecting with that star. You don't write it unless it's makirim. Why they do that? Because they were scared of a Bezdin Toya, that a Bezdin might say, "Oh, it's a star," and collect with it. Therefore, you only allowed to write a star if you're makirim. And now, lefika kashul koiva ain't shalav raya. At the end of the day, now that star has a power. You don't have to make a raya because you only write a star if you know for sure this is the way. And 2A, they write a star. They know for sure, then they can write a star. If not, they can't write a star. That's machlokes Ramei and the Chacham. Omar of Nachman, Omar Lihuna. Tana, Rameya Omer, we have a brisa that is goes the opposite way. Rameya Omer in Koisvin, you cannot write it. You can't write the star unless you know what's going on. Chamer Koisvin, and Chamer said you could write it. Va'af Rameya lo Omer l'mishum bezin toyin. Like the same reason before. Rameya also the only reason he says you're not to write is from bezin toyin because it means like this. The Rambam explains Menadin. Really, you should really write the star. Why? Because the poor shchimra has no time to go be taver the loyve. His guy's dying. So really, we want to write the star for him. We want to do it for him. But Lamaisa, as Bezdin Toyin, we say, you know, you have to have proof. We can't write a star without the proof. Because we're scared. If you write a star without the proof, they're going to go to Bezdin. Bezdin will think, collect with it, and it'll be Bezdin Toyin. Therefore, Ramea says, according to this version, that you don't write a star unless you know for sure what's going on. What's the halacha Lamaisa? Omer Avdim Radoi, Hilchaso, and Choshim LeBezdin Toyin. Halacha Lamaisa is that you do write the star, even though you don't know what you're talking about, and the Bezdin won't collect with it, Bezdin understands, but it's enough, Legavi the reasons ever for, Shvuas Heses, Tainas Bari, it's enough to help things go along, move along, but it's not enough of a raya, because you write it, even though they don't know what they're saying. Freit the Gemara, when I Choshim LeBezdin Toyin, Umay Shdom with the Rava, why is different than Rava? The Omer Rava, Ain cholzim elam kemakirim. The halacha is that ya ain cholzim elam kemakirim. We know halacha when it comes to chalitza that you have here a yavam come to us and they do chalitza. So the halacha is, Rava says, Bezdin cannot process this chalitza unless they know this is the yavam, this is the yavam. You have to full edim. It's even big 100 sure. Why not? Because we're scared if you process the chalitza, make you do the chalitza, then people there are going to say they saw the chalitza and they got, you know, they got remarried. Because they made a chalitza. But the truth is, they didn't know. They didn't know. Therefore, don't do chalitza, elam kem akirim. That's what Rava says. The same thing for eim emanim, elam kem akirim. You also don't do a mion, only if you make it. What does mion mean? Mion means that if there's a katan who's married, gets married off, ayedei, the katan's brother, sister or mother marries the katana off. A katana gets married off either as they the brothers or they the mother, they don't have power to marry her off. Only her father has power to marry her Faktana. So halacha is, if she's married with this Kedushin Derabanan, she doesn't need a get. She just say, I don't want this marriage anymore, and she goes out. And again, this mean also, you only do it if you know exactly what's going on. That it was not a real Kedushin, it was only from the brother or from the mother. So you don't do a chalitza, elam kemakirin, may matter elam kemakirin. Lefikach, therefore, therefore, you can write the get chalitza and get mian if you see Bezdin does it, because you know Bezdin was involved. The Bezdin did it well.
Why do you need a mian?
No. Chalitza and mian, same case.
Why do you need a mian? Yeah. This goes to
Ketanah. Yeah, you know who did it. You know who made the kedushin.
What's the difference?
If the father made kedushin, get. No, If the father made kedushin, it's a real kedushin. You need to get. Yeah.
Before.
Yeah, exactly. We don't know. We don't know the story. You have to be making exactly the story. So what's the problem with halacha that you don't do chalitza amkemakirin, do me and elko amkirin? Because if you got me and afish amkirin. But what's the reason why you have to the bezdin only processes it if they know what's going on? So the chayish and the bezdin tell you worried that if you do it, then the next bezdin will be tired. So what's the kasha? We just said when paskin that you could write a star for a shchem ra. We're not worried bezdin toyin. Here we are worried bezdin. We're not bezdin toyin. So the gemara. Loy, it's not a dimyan. Bezdin basar beidino loy daiki. Was a bezdin after a bezdin is loy daiki is not medayik. If they did it, I'm good. Bezdin basar dina daiki. A bezdin after edim bezdin basar edim daiki. A bezdin after edim will check it out and they won't make a mistake. There's a big difference in a bezdin after a bezdin or a bezdin after edim. That by bezdin after bezdin, they're gonna just process it because they did it. Mashiach, bezdin after edim, there the moment die can aid them and they won't go ahead and do it without knowing exactly what's going on. So, okay, so I think we'll stop over here. We'll continue tomorrow, Mr. Shem, from the Mishnah.